for all times one sacrifice.
Therefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12.
I bless you to not become a victim, the sacrifice for someone else's heartache they have been carrying around in their heart since childhood. Do not become injured and destroyed by someone else's pain. I bless you to differentiate whether someone wants you to help him bring his pain to Jesus, or whether someone wants to victimize, using you as a sacrificial lamb to carry his sins.
He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:2.
I bless you to be on the alert, lest someone lays you on the altar as a sacrifice for her pain. Do not be deceived. Do not be fooled. Do not be tricked. Know that everyone is responsible to work out his own salvation, owning his pain, taking responsibility for his own sinful habits and patterns, acknowledging his own misinterpretations, and taking it to Jesus, the atoning sacrifice.
But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Hebrews 10:12.
I bless you to remain in the truth. Do not play the role of the sacrificial lamb, for you will become a hindrance, a barrier, an obstacle, blocking the blamer from seeing the real sacrifice, Jesus Christ, who offered himself for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. He is the only one who can pardon our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness, even the heartache we have been carrying around since childhood.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
I bless you.